A philosopher deals with a positive, absolute knowledge. A philosopher deals with positive, absolute knowledge. Interesting concept, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, School of the Master, and a bunch of other good stuff here in Campo, California, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. A philosopher deals with positive, absolute knowledge. Now, we have relative philosophers and we have absolute philosophers, but they all deal with positive, absolute knowledge. Everything in the universe is positive. Things may not be beneficial, but they are positive. Everything in the universe is positive. And once we come to that conclusion, that realization, then we stop fighting. Then we stop fighting what is positive and what is negative. So, if you have a problem, we want you to make that problem positive. And we want to know what your solution is. And your solution is really something very positive and very wonderful. Now, I was just looking at Ellen as she was hacking away here, and I was thinking, when I was a child, and my mother would see us preparing to cough at the table, she would say, take your napkin, put it over your mouth, and cough. And don't cough with all your might. Just cough gently. You don't need to cough with all your might. And of course, some of us were more enthusiastic than others, and we would cough enough to shake the whole table, you know, and we didn't have to cough at all. And then, but those who really had to cough, they were a little more gentle about it. But you see, that's all a positive attitude. You have a positive cough or a gentle cough. Now, I said to Ellen as she was beginning to cough, I said, be a little more quiet, you know, do it a little more gently. And she just went, arf, 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 you know, just like a dog barking, you know. And she didn't really care that I meant to have her do that a little gently so that when it comes across the internet, it won't sound like I have a pack of hounds here. But she didn't. Now, why didn't she do that? Is she a philosopher? Is she always dealing with positive, absolute knowledge? And she wanted to positively and absolutely acknowledge the fact that she had a cough and that she was going to share that cough as widely as possible.
Worldwide.
Both without a napkin, without her hand over her mouth. I mean, as a little children. Oh, yeah. Now, yeah. That was on the second cough. But now, we want to all be in charge of ourselves. We want to show some sort of manners that we have learned as we were growing up. And it is difficult to show manners you've learned when you're growing up if you didn't learn them. And the only thing one can conceive or consume or can conclude is that when a person uses bad manners, that was the manners that they learned when they were growing up.
So, that's my mother.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you see, even her mother had trouble getting it through to her. Her mother would point her finger and say, Ellen, now, what are you supposed to do? And Ellen says, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. And her mother said, that's a very good start. And then she says, okay, Thumper, you can go out and play now.
Yeah.
So, a philosopher deals with positive, absolute knowledge. We sometimes think that some things are negative, but they're not. Everything is positive. Everything is wonderful, everything is beautiful, everything is good. Now, do you want to have somebody else's husband to be your husband? Then, therefore, you would not find that a positive thing for yourself, although it's positive. And do you want somebody else's children to be living in your house so that you take care of them and send them to college and do all those things for them? And you say, well, I like to see all children have the opportunity to go to college, but I'm taking care of my own. Is it nice when a man goes and robs a grocery store to get food, to get some bread and peanut butter and jelly, so his children have something to eat. And should the grocery man be upset with it because the man comes in and robs a grocery store? Well, he shouldn't get upset with it because he's in the business of giving out food. It's just that this guy hadn't planned on paying for it. And he came in the middle of the night. Now, what is good or bad about that? There's nothing good or bad about that. It's just a matter that this man has done something without permission. It's a very positive thing that he did, but he did it without permission. Now, do you want to take care of the children of all of the men and women in the area who don't feel like going to work, who don't feel like being responsible for their family? You say, well, everyone can't be responsible for their family. Well, then don't have a family. If you are not of the mental disposition to have a job and be responsible for a family, then keep your pants zippered. Don't have children. You can have a wife if you want, but don't have children. But the thing is, if you have a wife and then you go on welfare with the wife because you can't get a job and she can't get a job because you're in bed all the time, then that's good, that's nice, but it's not living a harmonious life. You see, positive absolute knowledge, that's all positive absolute knowledge. And we smile at that very heavily, but this is what people do. This is what people do, and our government approves of it. Our government approves of it. Anytime people do not want to take care of their families, then the government might take them over, you know. But if the woman and the man have to agree not to have any more children, if the government takes them over. And if the government pays to send them to school and stuff like that, then, but you see, this all sounds cruel. This all sounds dastardly. This all sounds like something that is way out. And of course it is. But this is the way life is. There's nothing good, nothing bad, nothing negative or positive about it. It just is. Now, what's your condition about life? What's your feeling about life? What's your feeling about what's right and what's wrong? What's good and what's bad? What's positive and what's negative? What's your feeling about it? Do you think that there's anything on the face of the earth that's negative? Do you think there's anything on the face of the earth that's positive? And the fact is, no. There's nothing negative and there's nothing positive. It is just an is. But that's when you think in absolute terms. But when you think in relative terms, what are you thinking about? When you think in relative terms, then you're thinking of what is right and what is wrong. You don't think that someone who steals is just an is, or someone who goes to work and earns a living is just an is. It is that way, though. It is just that way. You see, when we want to play the game of being big people, when we want to play the game of talking about absolute, of being an absolute philosopher, it means we have to get rid of all of our judgments, all of our possessions, you know, all of our, we have to be one-pointed, you know. We can't be multi-pointed. And we cannot be touched by any of these things that we're doing. It's so simple, but it is so definite. And each one of you says, oh, I want to know all about absolute. I want to live in the absolute consciousness. I want to do this. I want to do that. And I say, go ahead. If you're living in the absolute consciousness, you are not making any judgment of whether someone steals bread or not, or whether they should earn a living or not, or whether they should keep their pants zippered or not. You don't make any judgments about that. You know, you don't make any judgments about that. The only judgment that you make is, I'm being myself and having fun. I'm looking at my own life and enjoying it. Okay? Now, if you are of the feeling that some things are incorrect and some things are negative, then you are not in absolute consciousness. Are you ready to be in absolute consciousness? Oh, yes, 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 yes. But are you really ready to be in absolute consciousness? Can you look at a person doing something that society calls incorrect, and can you say it doesn't matter? Can you look at a person who is taking a bunch of children and leading him by the hand, or maybe with his Pied Piper's pipe, and having them follow him. And he walks up to the top of a building, and then he jumps off, and all the children jump off with him, because he's like, can you look at that and say, that's just an is. I don't judge that at all. You see, you couldn't. You couldn't not judge that. Because your emotions are so heavily ingrained in all those children. And your emotions are so heavily ingrained in the concept of life and of death, that you cannot conceive of how anyone could be emotionless when it concerns, let's say, 50 children who are jumping off of a building. You know, I mean, that's beyond acceptability. You know, that is so terrible. But if you are in absolute consciousness, and you have no feeling about it. But of course, let's play this game a little further. If you're in absolute consciousness, you will not create anyone having a need to do such a thing. If you're in absolute consciousness, you will not create war. If you're in absolute consciousness, you'll create peace. War is fine. Peace is fine. Which do you want? And if you want peace, then create it by your thought, by your every thought. But we say, ho, 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 you know, that man is jumping off the building with all those children following him. Hey, you saw him when he played his fife on the ground, going up the building. Did you say, what is he going to do? Are they going to jump off? You build the story. Instead of saying, all is peace and harmony. I surround that man with peace and harmony. All is in divine order. And the man turns around and comes down, brings all the children with him, and then he stops playing the fife just as he stands before the people, and he says, happy day, and he goes his way. You don't chase after him because of something that he was going to do, but you changed your mind about what it was all about. But you are now living in the consciousness that such a thing never did nor ever could happen. And this is absolute consciousness. This is positive, absolute knowledge. You are in charge of whatever decision you make for yourself in life. And if you want to talk in the relative terms, which so many of you want to do all the time, enjoy. Enjoy. But if you want to talk in absolute terms, if you want to talk in the consciousness of a master, of an absolute master, you will not in your entire world create something inharmonious. You will not in your entire world create a war. You will not create illnesses. How about that? You will not create unhappiness. You will not create poverty. You will create everyone living in abundance. Can you believe that? Start working on that. Because that is reality. A philosopher deals with positive, absolute knowledge. Now, do you want to deal with the illusion of the Pied Piper doing that? Or do you want to deal with absolute knowledge that Pied Piper right now is in balance, in harmony, and all is in divine order? Not that the kids are down, not that they're safe, but all is in divine right order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. Everything is harmonious. And when everything is harmonious, things inharmonious cannot happen. Now, this sounds very simple, and it is. But for you to change your mind about right and wrong and judging, about being touched, yeah, and being possessed, for you to change your mind about that, it's impossible. You can't do it. You cannot change your mind about those things because you're having too good a time doing it. You're having too good a time looking at my car, my husband, my wife, my children, my house, my room, my clothes, you know, my hat, my coat, my shoes, my pencil, my paper, my computer, you know, my body. Yes. Think about that. Yeah. If you wish, you may live in paradise. If you wish, you can live in hell. And at the moment, you're sort of living in between. You're living in between. You know the truth, and yet you still see the illusions. Now, know the truth, and let the illusions be gone. Are you ready? I think it's great. I think you're all wonderful, fantastic, glorious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And I shall press the stop button when I say I love you, I love you, I love you.